Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Hiranyakashipu, King of the Demons, text number 16. Evam viprakrite loke dayendra nucharamuhu divam deva parityaja bhuvi jerur alakshita. Evam, thus, viprakrite, being disturbed, loke, but all the people, daitya indra anucharai, by the followers of Hiranyakashipu, the king of the daityas, uhu, again and again, divam, the heavenly planets, deva, the demigods, pratyaja, giving up, bhuvi, on the planet earth, cheru, wandered, to see the extent of the disturbances, alakshita, unseen by the demons. Translation: thus disturbed again and again by the unnatural occurrences caused by the followers of Hiranyakashipu, all the people had to cease the activities of Vedic culture. Not receiving the results of yajna, the demigods also became disturbed. They left their residential quarters in the heavenly planets and unobserved by the demons began wandering on the planet Earth to see the disasters. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the performance of yajna brings reciprocal good fortune for both the human beings and the demigods. When the performance of yajna are stopped by the disturbance of the demons, the demigods are naturally bereft of the results of yajna and hampered in executing their respective duties. Therefore, they came down to the planet Earth to see how people had become disturbed, to consider what to do. Translation: after performing the ritualistic observances for the death of his brother, Hiranyakashipu, being extremely unhappy, began to pacify his nephews. O king, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry, but since he was a great politician, he knew how to act according to the time and situation. With sweet words, he began pacifying his nephews, whose names were Shukini, Shambara, Drishti, Bhutasatapana, Rika, Kalanaba, Mahanaba, Harishmashru, and Utkacha. He also consoled their mother, his sister-in-law, Rushabhanu, as well as his own mother, Diti. He spoke to them, all his followers. Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear mother, sister-in-law, and nephews, you should not lament for the death of the great hero, for a hero's death in front of his enemy is glorious and desirable. My dear mother, in a restaurant or place for drinking cold water, many travelers are brought together, and after drinking water, they continue to their respective destinations. Similarly, living entities joined together in a family, and later, as a result of their own actions, they are led apart to their destinations." Purport. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankaravi mudatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. All living entities act exactly according to the direction of prakriti, material nature, because in the material world we see we are fully under the higher control. All the living entities in this material world have come here only because they wanted to be equal to Krishna and have thus been sent here to be conditioned by material nature in different degrees. In the material world, A so-called family is a combination of several persons in one home to fulfill the terms of their imprisonment. As criminal prisoners scatter as soon as their terms are over and they're released, all of us who have temporarily assembled as family members will continue to our respective destinations. Another example given is that the family members are like straws carried together in the waves of a river. Sometimes such straws mix together into whirlpools and later dispersed again by the same waves. They float alone in the water. Although Hiranyakashipu was a demon, he had Vedic knowledge and understanding. Thus, the advice given to his family members, his sister-in-law, mother, and nephews was quite good, sound. The demons are considered highly elevated in knowledge, but because they do not use their good intelligence for the service of the Lord, they are called demons. The demigods, however, act very intelligently to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.13. Atat pumbir dvija shesta vanashrama vibhagashaha svanusitasi dharmasya samsidir haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, going to cast divisions and orders of life, is to please the Lord Hari. Become a demigod or to become godly, however, one's occupation must satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pariksit Maharaj, he had to give up his family and his kingdom and everything else, and he went to the Ganges in order to find out what is the best thing he could do in the 7 days he had left before the snake bird would come and bite him. He asked many sages, many different questions. Finally, Shukadeva Goswami came, and he asked Shukadeva Goswami, what is the duty of a person who's about to die? Now, if you go to school and you ask the learned professor at the university, my dear professor, what is the duty of a person who's about to die? They call the police and have you arrested for being a potential terrorist. Yes, he threatened me. He asked me, what is the duty of a person who's about to die? Because this is the last question people want to ask, and it's probably the thing that they have the least valid answer for. But because Pariksit Maharaj asked this, Shukadeva Goswami didn't become depressed and leave. That this person, he's very morose, maybe I should go somewhere else. No, he said, Varyan Esha Te Prashna Krita Lokitavrit Paha Atmava Samatam Pusam Pumso Shotavyadishu Yakparaha. That this question is actually glorious. Is Varyan Esha, that prashna, this question is actually glorious. Why? Because it's rita, it's beneficial for all kinds of people. The person who asks the question, the person who hears the answer, and the audience that is also listening, everyone becomes benefited. Shraddha Vyadishu Rajandra Srinam Shanti Sahasrashaha Apashitam Atmatatvam Griheshu Griha Medinam. In human society, everyone is asking questions and getting answers. Like nowadays, they're asking, what about this virus? Where is it? Is it going to come and get me? How can I become invisible to the virus so it can't see me? Is it just an ordinary virus, or is it a deadly virus? People are absorbed in virus kata. So if they do get the virus and they get killed, they'll add to the collection of viruses. They'll come back as a virus. Because that's the principle. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tyajan dhyan kalevaram tam tam evaiti kontiya sadat tad bhava bhavitaha that whatever one thinks of at the time of death, one is sure to obtain that form, that destination. So we're always thinking about the virus. Where is the virus? How many people do you have the virus? Are you 6 feet away from me? Where is the virus now? All glories to the virus. Then the result is that one becomes absorbed in the virus. And people, if we're not absorbed in the virus, then people have hundreds and thousands of topics to hear about. But what are actually the topics about? Nidriya riyate naktam, avavayena chavavayam, divya charateya rajan, katumba bharanenava. At night, they're sleeping. If you type in the internet sleep, you'll get millions of returns. Because people are very much interested in sleeping nowadays. Now, there is no dog or cat or any other animal that has to go on the internet to find out how to sleep. The human beings have become so advanced that they don't even know how to sleep anymore. They take a pill to go to sleep, and a pill to wake up, and a pill to counteract the pill that of the other two pills they just took. Nidriya riyate naktam. At night they're trying to go to sleep. And vavaya vayena chavavaya. And if somehow or another they're greatly fortunate, then they have sex life. Divya charateha ra ra jan. And during the divya, during the day, divya charitahira, kutumba, for the family, bharaninava, they're working hard, making money, and going out with their credit card and shopping. At least they used to do that before the virus came and took everything away. But what is it all about? What is Shukadeva Goswami? Is this really a very exciting activities that are going on, and they should be glorified, and the books should be written about them, the history about how people ate millions of years ago, and how we've become so advanced in how we're eating now, how people used to be able to go to sleep, and now they were barbarians, but we're more advanced, we can't go to sleep. How people are having sex millions of years ago, and how they're having sex now, how much more advanced than we are. And how they were defending with clubs, and now we can kill many people at the same time. We don't have to hit them over the head anymore. We can destroy millions with our bombs. We're very much advanced. We're not just an animal, we're a super animal. We're the topmost animal. In other words, there's really no history. Because millions of years ago, we know exactly what everyone was doing. You don't have to dig into the earth to find the bones, to find out people were doing. We know exactly what they were doing. Every day, we know exactly what they were doing. They were eating, they were sleeping, they were having sex, and trying to defend themselves. And we know everything, exactly what everyone is doing everywhere in the whole universe. They're eating, they're sleeping, they're mating, and they're defending. And I can tell you exactly what people will do 1 million years from now. People will eat, they'll sleep, they'll have sex, and they'll defend themselves. So it's the same thing, punak punas charvita charvananam. It's the same thing going on again and again and again. There's no past, present, future. There's only the appearance of that. But it's the same thing again and again. And what is the whole thing about? That deha patya kalatradishu atma sanyeshva satsupi tesham pramato nidanam pashanapi napashati. The whole endeavor is to avoid death. People simply don't want to die. People may say, I'm not afraid of death, and you go with a gun up to the head. Oh, really? You don't mind, do you? Well, wait a second. Everyone is working hard to avoid death. So, therefore, deha, we take care of the body. Kalatra, Dehapatya. We get children. What is the idea of having children? At least previously, the children will grow up and they'll take care of me when I'm old, when I'm ugly and no one wants to look at me. Still, my children will love me and take care of me. But nowadays, children don't even take care of their parents. When they grow old and ugly, they put them in some home so no one can see them. Which is better than the other tribal families where they roll the grandfather off the roof. That's the next step. That step is also coming. My dear grandfather, you're old. Can you just, you don't mind if we just kill you, do you? For the benefit of society. You don't mind dying. You're a pain, a disturbance. And Kalatra, same thing with the wife. The wife gives the children and maintains the house, cooks the food sometimes, so that you can get the strength to survive. And when the Yamadutas come, because they're Sanyeshu, they're soldiers, my wife will get out the old rolling pin and hit the Yamadutas over the head. My children will kick them, my dog will bite them. They're my soldiers, they'll protect me from death. But Atma Sanyeshva Satsupi, Asatsupi, they're not very good soldiers. They're fallible. They themselves are going to grow old and die. How can they protect me? Even Brahma couldn't protect his devotee, Hiranyakashipu. What austerity we're going to do to defy death? What vitamin is there? Is there any advertisement on the internet, Amazon.com, take this pill and you'll live forever in this body? And then you try to order it. Sorry, it was sold out. We only had 6 billion of them. It was sold out in the first hour. No, there's no such pill. There's nothing. What exercise? They have so many yoga exercises. What is the deathless exercise? They have Trikonasana, Shirsasana, Saravalambasar. But where is the deathless Amara exercise? You do this every day for 5 minutes and you'll never die. No, there's no such thing. Everyone in Hani, Hani, Bhutani, Gachanti, Yamalayam, Sheshastara, Ischanti, Kimastari, Matakpuram. Every day people are saying, so many living entities are entering into the jaws of death, but the most wonderful thing is that those who stay behind think they're going to stay here forever. Pashana Pina Pashati. Although they see that all their endeavors to becoming internal, immortal, in this material world, are met with failure, and even in history, we can see that no one stays here forever. It doesn't matter how powerful you are. As Prabhupada said in one lecture, he said, here's Napoleon, they have his statue. Maybe he's living forever in his statue. And every year they come and they honor Napoleon by scraping off all the birdstool from the statue. And they give him a garland, say nice things about him, and then they go away. And the birds come back and make their offerings. But maybe one of those birds is Napoleon, for all we know. Making an offering for his glorification. So that's the result. Pashana pina pashati. They don't see that no matter how sincere and intelligently people endeavor, everyone has to leave their body today or tomorrow. But tasmat bharata sarvatma bhagavan ishvaro hari shrotavyas kirtitavyas cha smartavyakcheha tarvaya. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they should hear about, they should chant about, and they should remember the all-good personality of Godhead, who can actually protect one from fear. Because the material world is fearful. We don't know what kind of problems we're going to meet next. We may have gone to the dentist. We may have done our exercises today. We may have fasted. Whatever we may have done, But we don't know what's going to happen when death is going to come, Mrityu Saraharashtraham, and take us away to some other situation. Therefore, one should prepare by hearing about, chanting about, and remembering Krishna. That's the preparation. Everything else may be helpful, maybe, but it's not going to have the same effect. It's not going to bring us into eternity. Only by hearing about, chanting about, remembering Krishna can we enter into the eternal existence that we're actually looking for here in the material world. Unsuccessfully, of course. Therefore, an intelligent person, he doesn't simply endeavor to look for something which is impossible in a place where it can't be found. He looks for what he's looking for in a place that it's available. If you want to buy milk, you go to the grocery store. You don't go to a factory. Are you making milk here? No, we make we make cars. Do you have a car made out of milk? I need some milk. And you go to a grocery store where they sell milk. So if we want eternity, bliss, and knowledge, we have to know where to go. And it's not the material world. It's the absorbing ourselves in hearing about, chanting about, and eventually remembering Krishna. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes. They should give you an honorary mic.
Honorary mic.
at the end of this, I'll give you a golden mic.
Hare Krishna. In the first purport, and also in other places, we hear that the demigods subsist on the yagyas, and they need the yagyas for their functions. So I'm wondering, in this Kali Yuga, it looks like they have 1,000 years without yagyas. So what do they eat, and how do they actually subsist on yagyas? Or if we do chant Hare Krishna, which is the yagya for this age, how do they eat our Hare Krishna?
Well, that's a yagya. I don't know. I mean, I never studied demigod digestion. But I guess I put a few things in the refrigerator before they know Kali Yuga is coming. Or else they declare it a fast day or something. But they're prepared. I mean, it's not that they're unaware of what happens. Don't worry about the demigods. I mean, the sun's coming up. One day you woke up. What happened to the sun? Oh, it hasn't eaten for a long time. So I couldn't wake up today. Andrew tried to come and wake him up, and the sun got mad and burned him to ashes. Now there's no more Indra either. There's no sun, there's no Indra. And the moon became really shy. It became so weak that it has tuberculosis, and it never gets full anymore. It's always waning. Now the demigods seem to be doing a pretty good job. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.